Hi, Brad. What's on your mind?
Okay. Hey, doctor. I went to my urologist. I had a cystoscopy done.
Uh-huh.
And they go in with a camera, check the bladder out. And
sure.
Had bladder stones, 5 bladder stones, half-inch diameter.
Huh.
So pretty good size. Now, the next step they wanted to do was do surgery with a laser to break them up. And
okay.
Is there another way to do this so that you can take some vitamin or mineral, herb?
Well, possibly so, sir, but do we know what kind of stones they are? That's a key thing. There's calcium oxalate stones, that's one type, and the other type is uric acid stones. And unless you know that, because the two things that help to dissolve them are different, it's kind of hard to say. Did they check any of the stones to see what they're made of?
I don't think they determined that. In fact, they didn't even, I don't think, know how they originated. Maybe they started in the kidney and were passed through the kidneys to the bladder. I am on a catheter, so if that makes sense, you know, maybe it's uric. It's formed
acid.
Because of the uric acid, possibly.
Another question, sir. You don't happen to have the gout, or it's not in your family?
No, I don't think I have gout, no. Or it's not in my family. Anyway.
You'd probably know. It hurts like heck. Gout comes from uric acid crystals that crystallize in the joints. They can also make stones, but they crystallize in the joints, and that's why I asked that. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the most common stone is called calcium oxalate, and that one sometimes, and I certainly am telling you sometimes, I'm not going to tell you every time, once they're formed, it's a little harder. Prevention of the stones is best, so we can use it for prevention, and because it will help prevent any more calcium oxalate stones, if that's what these are, you can use it for prevention, and then it just might dissolve them too. And what some researchers found years ago, over 2 decades now, is the combination of vitamin B6 and magnesium that helped to prevent altogether kidney stones. People's rate of kidney stones went down dramatically by 90% after starting on that. So, are you taking any vitamin B6 and or magnesium, sir?
Magnesium, but and a little bit of B6, not a lot.
Okay, well, the magnesium, please don't take that over 300 to 400 milligrams daily, because if we go past that, sometimes the bowel speeds up too much and doesn't absorb the darn stuff. You know how milk of magnesia can work. Well, this can work even without giving diarrhea. And the most effective form of magnesium for its absorption in those of us who happen to be older is magnesium citrate. It's not from lemons, but it's that. So if you're using magnesium citrate, 300 to 400 milligrams, but no more, that's the first thing. And then the second thing is the vitamin B6 comes in a special form called P5P. P5P. That's what it says right in the label, those 3 letters. And that has to be 50 milligrams twice a day, because B vitamins run through the body really quick, so it has to be taken twice a day. Now, with something akin to that, they didn't have P5P at the time. This was over 2 decades ago. But the next best thing they used, that's when the bladder stones went down. The kidney stones, which usually landed the bladder sooner or later. The kidney stones went down by 90% in that research, sir. So that's one thing. The other thing you might be aware of is that lithium prevents crystallization of uric acid. Now, you don't have gout in your family. Nobody does. But low-dose lithium is quite safe. High-dose isn't. You got to be watching out for the 300 milligram capsules, that kind of stuff. Forget it. But they have it in all the health food stores. They have it in 5, 10, and 20 milligram size. And since lithium promotes longevity, there's really wonderful research from Japan on that, and it promotes the formation of new brain cells. If you felt like it, you could try both of those kidney stone remedies or bladder stone remedies, the same thing, except they go from the kidney to the bladder. And along the way, the lithium would be giving you some other benefits too, sir, if you stay at those low doses.
Okay. Now, let's see, with the B6 magnesium, it's not going to, the existing bladder stones won't necessarily break down, will they? Or that's more preventative, I think.
It's more preventative, but it might break them down if they're in the relatively, in other words, if they're not totally solidified, it might break them down too. We really can't say, though, because the research was on preventing.
Yeah, the problem is if you try some of these protocols, then to really determine whether they work, you got to go in and do a cystoscopy again, which is, you know, setting up appointments, so forth. So that would be a long, drawn-out thing, right?
Yeah, either that, sir, or you've got to risk that stone would get small enough to be urinated out, and then you just can't tell if it's going to get stuck in the urethra. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and already my urethra is pretty constricted, so that would be a tight fit. Of course, I use a catheter, but I don't know if it would even go through the catheter. But what I've seen on the internet is a pH affected by the pH. So potassium citrate was kind of the thing that I focused on when I did my internet search, and watermelon seeds. Does that ring a bell? Does that with your
no,
pH,
sir,
pH balance?
It does make a difference in pH balance, but I hadn't heard about it for bladder stones. That's all.
Oh, okay. And then I had a hard time locating watermelon seeds, so that for some reason there's people dispose of them and don't use them, like pumpkin seeds or something.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, we best get on to the other folks who called, sir. I'm very, very sorry, but that's time pressure in radio.
That's it. You're closing in. Okay, well, thanks, Dr. Wright. All
You're
right,
welcome.
Cheers.